Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Behind me is the first branch of Oxfam in the world, short for Oxford Famine Relief. It was founded here in 1947. Cecil Jackson Cull was one of the co-founders. So what it does is it has people donate things, clothes, furniture, toys, books, shoes, and it sells them at a very low price. So people working there are largely volunteers, unpaid. There are some full-time salaried employees, and it uses that money for benefactions in less economically developed countries, such as spreading literacy, medical care, housing, sanitation, and so forth. So it's a double win. It's a win for people in LEDCs, people in the Republic of Ireland, the United Kingdom, and so on. People on low incomes can buy things at very low prices, and so forth. So it operates in dozens of countries all around the world. That is Oxfam. But it dates back to something set up in the middle of the Second World War, when there was near starvation across much of Europe. And eventually, like in 1944, some agreement was made regarding the Netherlands that ships could take food to the Scheldt River and then be distributed amongst Dutch civilians. It's a minor miracle they got the Third Reich to agree to that. But more about Cecil Jackson Cull, who set it up. So he was born in 1901 in Forest Gate, London. And his father was a second-hand furniture dealer. His parents were cousins, in fact. He ran a lot of small businesses. Cecil Jackson Cull had a couple of siblings, not all full siblings. But anyway, he was brought up in a zealously Christian family. And he left school at 13, went into full-time work, which was common at the time, doing various office jobs, but was a regular churchgoer. And his father was away in the First World War. Then Cecil Jackson Cull, later came to Oxford University, to Balliol College, which is here, directly opposite where he founded his first shop and was studying economics. So I'm not sure how he got in for his lack of qualifications. Maybe he passed the sponsions. He didn't actually live in, he was an external student. He was 28 when he began. What else? So after graduation, he carried on various businesses. He was dealt in furniture himself, had a very large business doing that, as well as a state agency. But to set up this charity, Oxfam, like I said, help the aged. So there's a lot for the children, that's good. But what about elderly indigent people, particularly in India? And he was inspired by his lively Christian faith to do this. So he married a woman who was his cousin as well, just like his parents had done. Can't remember whether they had children or not, but he eventually had to shutter his business in 1975. He died in 1979. That was Jackson Cull. ActionAid was another charity, so he was there really for the relief of suffering. That's what Christianity inspired him to do. So a Christian in the really good sense of the word. Okay, thank you very much for joining me from Broad Street, Oxford. Goodbye.